5-year-old Leia Hoffman and her 7-year-old brother Max playing with dreidel, or wooden spinning tops, just as their ancestors would have done 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem. The difference then, though, was that was a smokescreen to fool the Greek guards into thinking they were gambling, when in reality they were studying scripture, the Torah, in defiance of a law enacted by the Seleucid Greek Empire of Antiochus IV.
From what we understand, there were three main things that he prohibited: the practice of the Sabbath, the practice of circumcision, and the study of Torah. One of the other things that he did, of course, is he looted the temple in Jerusalem. He erected a statue of Zeus, and he instituted the sacrifice of pigs.
Rabbi Jeff Berger, founder of the Rambam Synagogue in Elstree and Boreham Wood. But even after the Jewish insurgency had seen off the Greeks, there was a problem. The Hebrew word Hanukkah means dedication, and sanctified oil, without which the rededication of the defiled temple was impossible, was in short supply.
So all they were able to find was one cruse of oil with the seal of the high priest. And a cruse of oil would have lasted for one day, and it would have taken 7 days for them to produce new oil that would be worthy of use in the candelabra. Somehow or another, miraculously, that one cruse of oil lasted for 8 nights. And therefore, Hanukkah symbolizes the miracle of the oil that lasted for 8 days, explaining why it is that the menorah that we light publicly has 8 branches.
And back in the Hoffman household, Martina and Andy are fishing out the menorah, technically the Hanukkiah with its 8 branches rather than 6, for the kids to place in the window and light.
Hanukkah's nice in that it's an easy holiday to share. It's, theologically speaking, possibly a minor holiday, so you can invite people over and share the candles with them. It doesn't demand a lot.
And as I understand it, it's the only Jewish festival not mentioned in the Hebrew Bible, actually.
That may be so. We always have latkes, which are potato pancakes.
No, we don't always have latkes.
We don't always have latkes.
Not last year, we didn't.
We had donuts.
Ah, that's true, we had donuts.
Oh well, donuts, schmonuts, latkes, waffles, pancakes, anything fried in oil. Culinary mementos of that moment when, says Rabbi Jeff Berger, not for the first time and probably not for the last, Jewish identity was in peril, but against all the odds, survived.
One of the highlights of Hanukkah is the singing of the Hallel prayer, which is a praise of the Almighty for helping the weak to overcome the strong and the oppressed to overcome their oppressors.